This is VOA News. I'm Christina Menenti. Voters in northern France, the far-right stronghold, said on Sunday they were hoping for a change from President Emmanuel Macron's government. Reuters correspondent Alice Rizzo has more.
French voters in Hénin-Beaumont, where far-right leader Marine Le Pen is expected to retain her seat as parliament member, said they want things to change.
We have to try. We've never tried it out. Why not try?
The country is the closest it has been to having a far-right government since World War II. Polls predict Le Pen's National Rally, or RN, could win a majority of seats in the two-phase election, a sea change at the heart of the European Union. Le Pen has sought to detoxify a party known for racism and anti-Semitism, a tactic that has worked amid voter anger at President Emmanuel Macron, the high cost of living, and growing concerns over immigration.
Reuters correspondent Alice Rizzo. The U.S. Justice Department will criminally charge Boeing with fraud over two fatal crashes of its 737 MAX jets. Reuters correspondent Julianne Satterthwaite reports.
The deadly crashes took place in 2018 and 2019, killing 346 people. Reuters sources said Sunday that the U.S. Department of Justice had decided on the course of action. There was no comment on the report from officials or the company. Boeing agreed a deferred prosecution deal, which shielded it from criminal charges. That was in return for compensating victims' families and taking steps to improve compliance. But in January this year, a mid-air blowout on another MAX jet revived concern over how well the plane are made. Prosecutors subsequently concluded that Boeing had not honored the terms of the deferred prosecution deal. Now Boeing will reportedly have until the end of the week to plead guilty or face a trial.
That was Julianne Satterthwaite from Reuters. For additional stories 24 hours a day, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. Much of the Caribbean is on alert Sunday as Beryl has become a Category 4 hurricane. Beryl was located about 240 kilometers southeast of Barbados on Sunday night with maximum sustained winds of 215 kilometers per hour. The center of the hurricane is expected to travel across the Windward Islands on Monday morning as a Category 4 storm, the second strongest level on a five-step scale.
Everybody in the Windward Islands should be listening to any advice or potential evacuation orders they've been given by your local officials. Please, you have a few hours left to get ready for what's going to be a potentially catastrophic storm.
National Hurricane Center Director Michael Brennan said Beryl is bringing potentially catastrophic wind damage to St. Vincent and then the Grenadines and Grenada as well. North Korea launched two ballistic missiles towards the sea in response to the new joint military exercises by the U.S., South Korea, and Japan. VOA's Joe Ramsey has more.
South Korea's military says North Korea launched at least one short-range ballistic missile off its east coast a day after the North vowed to take, quote, offensive and overwhelming countermeasures in response to a new U.S. military drill with South Korea and Japan. South Korea's Joint Chiefs of Staff says the missile was launched from southeastern North Korea at 5:05 a.m. Monday. It says an additional unidentified ballistic missile launch trajectory was detected 10 minutes later. A suggestion there might have been two missile launches. Joe Ramsey, VOA News.
Longtime Trump ally Steve Bannon is scheduled to report to a federal prison on Monday in Connecticut to serve a four-month sentence on contempt charges for defying a subpoena in the congressional investigation into the U.S. Capitol attack on January 6th. The Supreme Court rejected his emergency appeal to stave off the sentence. Thousands of queer San Francisco residents and their advocates and allies marched on Sunday in an annual pride parade.
This year, we obviously have a lot of legislation that's trying to be passed in different states that really affect the LGBTQ community. So when we are out, when we're visible, when we are our authentic selves, that's how the world knows us. And it's so important this year more than any other year.
While July marks the end of Pride Month, celebrations were held Sunday across the world from Colombia to Turkey, where police detained at least 15 protesters in Istanbul for participating at a banned LGBT Pride rally. Australia has appointed Sam Mostyn as its only second woman governor general, a largely ceremonial role representing the British monarch as the nation's head of state. It is the first such Australian appointment since the reign of King Charles II. I'm Christina Menenti, VOA News.